This is Passport to Texas. Despite improved public relations, some people remain terrified of bats.
A lot of people fear bats because of so many myths and superstitions associated with them.
Meg Goodman is the former bat biologist for Texas Parks and Wildlife. She says bats would not purposely entangle themselves in your hair or attempt to suck your blood.
We do a lot of work to get the message across that bats are actually very, very beneficial for us, and they're very gentle creatures and very interesting to learn about and learn from.
Thanks to the work of people like Goodman and organizations like Bat Conservation International, we're beginning to develop an appreciation for bats. In fact, we've even started to look forward to seeing certain bats, such as the Mexican free-tail, that winters in Mexico and summers in Texas.
The Mexican free-tailed bat is probably one of our most common bats in the state, and people know it because it lives in such large numbers in places such as bridges and caves and makes nightly emergences that many people can come out and watch.
Tomorrow, how these furry flyers benefit man.
The Mexican free-tailed bat in particular is really valuable for agricultural purposes.
That's our show for today. You can find all kinds of bat information on the Parks and Wildlife website. We record our series at the Blockhouse Studios in Austin, which is, by the way, the bat capital of Texas. For Texas Parks and Wildlife, I'm Cecilia Nasty.